SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
A world away from the tourism hub of Cairns, the town of Yarrabah is waking to another sun-filled morning. The steep hills covered in thick rainforest give way to a small clearing where this indigenous community has developed along a stretch of beach. A newly constructed jetty extends into the water, which some early risers are using for fishing and crabbing. But in this slice of paradise, the local health service, Gurini Yelamaka, has raised concerns that the lack of housing and employment opportunities have exacerbated the issue of smoking. Its chief executive is Suzanne Andrews.
So one of the main things that we are challenged with is overcrowding in the homes. So when we look at the social challenges, overcrowding is one of those. So if you've got somebody in a house of, say, 12 people, and that person wants to give up smoking, it's really hard when you've got four or five other people in the house that's smoking as well. So that's a challenge in itself.
Census data shows there are just over 2,500 people in this community, but health authorities say that figure is closer to 4,500. Regardless, the vast majority identifies as Indigenous, and the rate of tobacco smokers among them far outnumbers the national rate. The Australian Institute for Health and Welfare says 8.3% of the population above 14 years old smokes daily. In Yarrabah, though, the local health service puts that number as high as 55%, which they say is due to a range of social factors. Lynette Anderson is the Queensland manager for the federal government's Tackling Indigenous Smoking initiative.
And we know from the stats here in Yarrabah that the smoking rates are high because they're dealing with a lot of disadvantage in terms of employment opportunities and housing opportunities. So yes, very important that we look at smoking in a holistic way and not just worry about the fact that you're smoking. We need to help you in some way.
In town, a new campaign has been launched in partnership with Deadly Choices and Tackling Indigenous Smoking. Its aim is to reduce the issue in remote communities, particularly among young people and pregnant women. Lynette Anderson again.
Our women know that it's bad for them to smoke, but and what we're seeing is more of a trend to try and reduce their smoking as opposed to quitting altogether, because the stresses that are at home, you know, they have other children at home, sometimes we have overcrowding in homes that women are dealing with. They could also be victims of domestic violence. So whilst they're trying to reduce, it's a whole other angle that we need to address in terms of them quitting altogether, because you can't take that away without knowing all of the other stresses that are impacting on their day-to-day lives.
Yarrabah local Ian Patterson started at the age of 13 and says he ended up addicted for more than 20 years. He says he still remembers his first cigarette.
Actually, it was a Roly, so that was 1974 when I was 13 years of age. So, you know, I don't know, it was just experimenting, I suppose, at that age. Not so much rebelling, but just, running with the boys.
The launch featured gazebos on the local football oval, which had educational resources for the community. There were also surveys to take a sample of the number of smokers and direct smokers who wanted to quit to support services.
Play on, play on, play on!
And because this is far north Queensland, which is mad for rugby league, there was some NRL star power from former players and now Deadly Choices ambassadors, Petro Sivanasiva and Willy Tonga, who spoke with SBS at the launch.
Smoking is one of those issues that our people do you know, find themselves in. And, you know, we want to break that cycle, close the gap. And, yeah, there's so many benefits, you know, if they do quit smoking. You know, we want them to live healthier lifestyles and, yeah, also get that education out there.
For up-and-coming fullback Hezron Murgah, who has a promising future in the game, staying away from tobacco is important.
Like, if you're playing football, then you could just faint and be in the hospital.
A message this campaign hopes will be heard by the rest of the community. Tysock Husey, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.